From North State Public Radio, I'm Andre Bayek with your headlines for Wednesday, November 9th, the day after Election Day. Early election results indicate that Chico's sales tax measure may pass. Measure H would raise the city's total sales tax rate by 1%. Money generated would go to the city's general fund. As of around 11 last night, about 53% of voters approved of the measure. Tallies also look favorable for Chico's Measure L. If passed, that measure would hold the city of Chico to the same public nuisance standards imposed on private property owners. As of last night, around 60% of voters approved the measure. On the Chico City Council, early tallies suggest a more even split between conservative and progressive candidates. Incumbent Casey Reynolds had around 59% of the vote in District 2, leading her opponent, Morgan Kennedy. District 4 candidate Addison Winslow was ahead of his opponent, Nicole Nava, and had around 59% of the vote. District 6 candidate Tom Van Overbeck was ahead of his opponent with about 58% of the vote. And in District 3, Monica McDaniel and incumbent Dale Bennett were about tied, with McDaniel just ahead. It's early, and ballots must still be counted, like those that need their signature verified. Candace Grubbs is the clerk recorder for Butte County. Yesterday, she said voters will be notified if they submitted a ballot that has a signature that doesn't match what's on file.
Probably we're challenging over about 600 ballots at this time, and we've sent out all of those people will be receiving a letter. We ask people to return those letters in that blue envelope.
As of yesterday, she said more than 270 challenged ballots had been corrected and returned.
So what we want is get them all corrected.
Yesterday's election had some elections offices in the state bracing for possible hostility and aggression toward election workers. But Grubbs told NSPR her office wasn't one of them.
This has been a very good election for us. And I've said this before. Butte County doesn't seem to have that, which is great. If there is an incident, nothing has risen to a point where anybody has called me about it.
She says the same is true with past elections.
We've never had what some of the other areas are experiencing, and which I'm very glad.
North State residents weighed in with their decisions during yesterday's election. NSPR's Jamie Jiang reports from Magalia and Paradise on what brought residents to the polls.
At the community center in Magalia's community park, some voters said what brought them out to vote was inflation, high gas prices, and electrical costs.
You live in California?
That's Jeff Chinchera, who was with his wife, Tondra.
Hopefully things go back to the way they were a couple years ago, when it wasn't such a mess.
More jobs, more people working, inflation wasn't nearly what it was. Gas prices were half to three-fourths cheaper than what they are now.
Nearby at the Paradise branch of the Butte County Library, John and Sandy Miller George were casting their ballots. They said they believe every American citizen should be voting and that this election is one of the most important.
Because there's so many election deniers and there's people now that are running for office saying that anybody not in their party won't win ever again if they get in. It's pretty obvious that's not democracy.
Yeah, we prefer democracy.
When I went out and did my time in the Navy, I wasn't doing it so that people could take my vote away.
Prepared for the day's weather in her rain jacket, Sandy brought up the fact that this election falls on the four-year mark of the campfire.
Today's our anniversary, 4 years since the fire. Wish we'd had this weather then, but we didn't.
Locally, I'm also interested in speeding up the rate of recovery. And so far, we don't have politicians that are paying any attention to that. Yeah, and we live a mile and a half or so up Clark Road from here.
In a closed park that 25 acres totally burned out.
And haven't done a thing for 4 years.
They said they think most Butte County voters tend to veer in the opposite political direction of the rest of California. So they try to get their vote in to balance it out a little bit.
Another thing, Butte County is one of the brokest counties in California. And it's because of the management. Mm-hmm. And if we don't change management, we're going to keep on being last in line for everything. And I'm tired of being last in line.
For NSPR News, I'm Jamie Jiang.
In state news, Democrats are poised yet again to sweep all California statewide offices this election. Cap Radio's Mike Haggerty has more.
7 statewide offices were on this year's ballots, and from Governor Gavin Newsom's re-election to Attorney General Rob Bonta, early results indicate Democrats will sweep all these offices yet again. The state controller's race was considered one that might be close, but Democrat Malia Cohen appears to have a healthy lead over Republican challenger Lanhee Chen. Chen had secured several major editorial board endorsements before the big vote. Republicans haven't won a statewide office since 2006. In Sacramento, I'm Mike Haggerty.
Despite a record amount of spending, it appears both sports betting propositions on the California ballot are going down to defeat. Right now, more than 70% of voters are rejecting both Propositions 26 and 27. Cap Radio's Drew Sanzer reports.
Prop 26 would have legalized sports betting at licensed tribal casinos and 4 horse racing tracks around California. It would have also allowed the casinos to offer betting on roulette and dice games. Backers touted the fact that some of the revenue would go to fund mental health research. Prop 27 would have legalized online sports betting, with the caveat that some of the money would go to programs benefiting the homeless. Experts say when there are 2 competing ballot measures on the same subject, it often causes confusion among voters, who are then more likely to turn them both down. But we might see sports betting pitched again to voters in 2024. That's if state lawmakers don't take some action first. In Sacramento, I'm Drew Sanser.
And finally, moving to 2 federal races, the Associated Press reports Republican Representative Doug LaMalfa will win re-election to the U.S. House in California's 1st Congressional District, defeating Democratic challenger Max Steiner. In House District 3, Republican Kevin Kiley is leading his Democratic opponent, Kermit Jones, with about 53% of the vote. And those are your headlines for Wednesday, November 9th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. And remember, you can follow live preliminary election results on our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Andre Bayek.